I would be ready to field your questions with the help of my team if I don't know the answers. En français ou en anglais, à votre choix, je vais prendre les questions. Il y a un monsieur qui m'a dit déjà qu'il va me poser une question. So I knew in advance. He asked me a question last year. So,
thank you very much. My name is Bruce Walker.
Yes, sir.
And I'm neither a medical professional, a patient, or a relative of a patient. I'm a taxpayer. I was born at the old Royal Vic, and I'll assume that I'll die here at the new Royal Vic, but hopefully not for 20 years. I have, by the way, I don't own a smartphone, but I'll open the bidding at $25. So there you go. More seriously, congratulations on holding a second consecutive annual meeting paper-free. That's to your credit. Oh, by the way, the security guard at the Research Institute didn't know the annual meeting was going on. He assumed I was an employee here and wanted me to run my magnetic card to open the door. So anyhow, last year you had all sorts of people guiding people like me to get here, but I guess you now assume everyone knows the way.
Last year, couldn't open the door with my card.
That's right.
So this has been corrected.
Security, okay. I have my notes from last year. It's not a high-tech question, it's a low-tech question. It has to do with hand hygiene. And my notes from last year's annual meeting, the hand hygiene compliance rate went up to 71%. So that's for the previous fiscal year. So what is it for the fiscal year we're discussing? And what is the breakdown between hand hygiene compliance, physicians versus nurses? Thank you.
Okay, I don't have the exact figures. I don't know if Eva, you want to take this?
We
had a presentation earlier this week by Dr. Frenette,
yeah.
So maybe Eva can.
So thank you for your question. Actually, the 71% is very similar this year. And we track it across all the units in the hospital. So there's data for every single unit, which is fed back to the inpatient unit. And with the breakdown, actually, it's even more detailed than what you're asking for. There's physicians, there's residents, there's the nursing staff, the housekeeping staff, the visitors, the folks who are consulting on the floor. It varies really from floor to floor. The physicians are usually not the stars. We work very hard to get their numbers up. On some floors, we have some very strong champions on medicine here, for instance, on internal medicine, where the physicians are actually way up there, above the 70%, and other floors where we need to work on it a little bit. So it really depends floor to floor, but that data is collected on a very regular basis and fed back to the units. The units huddle, we have a special mechanism here that was actually also recognized in Quebec City during that meeting in May, I believe, where all of the team comes together with infection control and they run the board and see where the problems are and then they work on it. And hand hygiene is one of the things that they follow.
To answer your second question, all surveys in all North American hospitals show that nurses wash their hands more often than physicians.
Yeah.
It's been like that for many years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. D'autres questions? Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here today. Merci beaucoup de votre présence et à l'année prochaine ou à notre meeting de décembre du conseil d'administration. Have a good day.